program with Ruben, Tom, and Dean. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tom is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can not only treat pain, fatigue, and depression, but also the flu, infections, skin disorders, respiratory disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, emotional problems, and even cancer without the use of drugs or surgery. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. In the past, we've been proving this claim with remarkable cases, and we continue to confirm this most incredible advance every week with new cases. This may seem hard to believe that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disease, yet Dr. Tom is able to cure nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tom's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Stay tuned for today's exciting cases. We have a guest who was disabled for 5 years due to chronic fatigue, and also another one who was a candidate for liver transplant. Check out our website, www.drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to our past shows. We have updated the radio show on the website, and you can now search for Western Diagnoses. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Last week there were a few callers with questions that we did not get a chance to answer. Please be patient because our cases best illustrate how the NBE method works. We will get to your calls as soon as we can. Okay, Dr. Tong, let's see.
Let's get to Sandra.
Let's talk to Sandra. Okay. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good, thanks for taking the time to share your story with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me here, and I'm very, very thankful for Dr. Tom for his therapy and for the results that I've had.
Okay, well, why don't we get right to the story. I understand you're a flight attendant, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
I had... I've been working for a major airline for about 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
I initially started suffering. I was also teaching part-time and working part-time with the airline.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting fevers or colds.
Mm-hmm.
Over a period of time that wouldn't go away on their own. As a matter of fact, the very first one that I remember, it took me maybe 6 to 8 weeks to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
And along that same time, I left teaching and went to work full-time with the airline as a flight attendant.
Okay.
And I didn't realize it at the time, but I guess that was one of the environment there, just with the background for me getting to a point of chronic fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I still continued to have the fevers, and I also worked around the computers and had pains in my joints and wrist area.
Mm-hmm.
But they just became more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with the lifestyle that I was living, always on the go, living out of hotels, changing time zones,
right.
I just thought that I was just tired.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the background for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia was set.
Right.
Under those conditions.
Okay.
It got to the place where just through a random blood and alcohol test,
mm-hmm.
the company found that I was maybe about 2.5 pints low on blood, and they sent me home.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, as I began to see doctors to try to work on the anemia,
mm-hmm.
and fatigue, they just looked at me as being malnourished, I guess, so I call it now a junk food vegetarian. I'm a vegetarian, but really not getting the proper nutrients, vitamins, minerals, nutrition that I needed,
mm-hmm.
for the occupation that I
have. So how many doctors have you seen?
I have seen several doctors over the years. I didn't even begin to make a list, but all this started maybe 9 years ago. When I just him home from work on medical leave was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And in that time, over that 5 years, I was really seeking out homeopathic or alternative type medical doctors.
Uh-huh. Did they help you?
No, they did not. Very hard to find. They gave me homeopathic remedies and that kind of thing, but nothing ever addressed my problem.
Okay.
And I began to get to the point where I was so depressed that I started not leaving home.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get up and get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
After a while. And then recently, suicidal, you know, it was around the holidays and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about not even a month ago, I just called one of my friends who lives in my community. I knew she was a Christian, and I was reaching out to her, and she said, you know what? I was thinking about you. I've met this wonderful doctor who really helped me in my situation, and I want you to give him a call. And
that's Angela.
Yes.
Angela was in our program a month ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she has, I've listened to the shows in the time that she gave me your website.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people I know who came on your show, because we live in the same community, and she's told a lot of people about Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really helped a lot of people, a lady named Ellen, the other guest you're going to have today named John.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen these people personally and knew them, but Angela in particular, I immediately could hear the difference in her voice, her vitality and enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew what she went through, and I knew that maybe in some ways she was even worse off than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And to see her so vital and vivacious, there was no doubt in my mind that mm-hmm. I was going to see Dr. Tong.
So how many treatments have you had from Dr. Tong now?
I have had 2 treatments from him.
Uh-huh.
And I found positive results the first time that I went. The first treatments that he gave me, when I came home, there were 2 weeks between treatments, and I did not have any of the depression that I had when I went into his office.
Depression lifted then.
So what were the major symptoms besides the depression and suicidal thoughts?
Besides those, there was...
You have pain all over, right?
Pardon me?
You have pain all over.
Yes, lower back pain and in the legs, just from the lower back down mm-hmm. to the knees.
Shoulder pain.
Pain area, and there was some pain up in the shoulder and neck area, but
mm-hmm.
The pain that was constantly on my mind was down in the lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And that went away by the time I left his office, that lower back pain.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with the conventional way. You know, you have
no.
9 years of problems and nobody can take care of it. And within one treatment, all the pain were gone.
In
the
one treatment.
Depression
and then I
were
had
gone.
Other MDs who try, you know, who were trying holistic ways, try to help me for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the kind of results going to the offices that I got in one therapy mm-hmm. with Dr. Tong.
Same thing for Angela and her friends.
Yeah, and I was very impressed. By the time I came back for the second treatment, I just knew that I had sort of began to overdo it because I was feeling so good.
That happens
yes.
a lot with that patient.
Yeah,
yes.
And he explained to me the importance of making sure that I stayed on track with him.
Right, keep balance.
The initial treatments. I felt so good, and I'm very hesitant of, for example, coming on the air like I've done today or sharing therapies and treatments because I have tried a multitude from Australia to Albany of different alternative therapies, bioresonance, just different...
Here's the point. Just because you call alternative therapy doesn't mean it's always better. In fact, I have many patients that have been given the wrong advice by taking too much garlic and
mm-hmm.
hot herbs.
Right.
You call it herbs, you use it wrong, you can be just as sick
mm-hmm.
when you use something that's not your body don't need. So you really need to know what is wrong and your mind-body balance. That's
right.
The most important thing.
So
that's what I realized going to see Dr. Tong. I left so confident.
Mm-hmm.
I was under the care of a medical doctor who understood nutrition, who understood herbs, who
exactly.
understood the spiritual dynamic of healing, and who put all of those dynamics together and gives me a guideline, a road back to health.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have the confidence that the optimum health that I'm seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe now that your problem can be cured?
I do. Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly what I claim.
Yeah.
I want the world to hear that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I've listened to the shows for the past...
Yeah, we only have two treatments.
Yeah.
And now you're the problem.
Yeah.
And you no longer have the fatigue, the pain, the depression.
God.
So you don't call it a cure. You're not totally cured yet, but with more treatment, you will be.
Exactly.
What else can you call that?
Yeah, and I've never met a doctor before who sits down with you and works with you the way that you do, Dr. Song.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed, and you take the time. I've never spent an hour in a doctor's office
talking.
They just rush you and rush you, and you really sit down and ask questions and give explanations and leave me feeling confident about the treatment that I'm getting and the direction that I'm going in.
Yes, it's very important that the patient understand how the mind-body work. Once you understand that, you can be cured. Once you understand also that so many cases that are cured in the past, your mind already had the confidence and start healing you.
Right.
And my method is very, very effective. So I can also show that you do feel better, and right away you start healing.
Right, and that was immediate. That is what impressed me so much. And actually, I had gotten to the place where I told God that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I had that point.
Yes. I was there before.
Yeah, when I got to that point, that's when knowledge of you came to me through my friend. And I one thing you did tell me is that when a person is ready, they will accept help.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I believe that. And you can't put it on other people. You can't push it on other people.
Yeah,
you don't want other people to think that your shows are a hoax. Because I tried so many remedies and vitamins and this product and that product, and yeah, they work for a second.
We just give you a few, not that many.
Yeah.
You don't need that many.
With me. Yeah.
Yes.
Sandra, thanks for taking the time to share your story with us. Your sister's on the line. Would you like to hold her? You want to hear?
I will hold, and I felt so confident about him. I called my sister and told her to please get in touch.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk to Yvonne next then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to three different pain programs with Yuwing Tong, MD. That was Sandra, who was in pain, fatigue, depression for 9 years, on disability for the last five, went to therapies everywhere from Australia to Albany, tried bioresonance, vitamins, all kinds of alternative therapies, nothing helped. Two treatments and she feels like a different person. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to Yvonne next.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to our show.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm fine, thank you.
Why don't you, we just spoke with your sister just a few minutes ago.
Right.
Why don't you have a question for Dr. Tong?
Well, actually, Sandra was telling me about Dr. Tong. Mm-hmm. I have been suffering from avascular necrosis since 1985. It was prompted by a bout with pulmonary sarcoidosis. I was 31 years old at the time, in perfect health up until that time, and I had what was initially thought to be a bronchitis. It wouldn't go away. Diagnostic testing revealed that I did have the sarcoidosis, and the treatment for that was prednisone.
Right.
I was on prednisone for 18 months, and through that course, it was decreased gradually from 80 milligrams a day down to a maintenance dose of 10 milligrams a day for 18 months. During that time of taking the prednisone, I lost my, I developed avascular necrosis in both hips.
It was a long treatment. I can cure... whether you cause sarcoidosis, bronchitis, avascular necrosis, those are all symptoms. Name that you put in the physical effects.
Yeah.
The cause has to do with the mind and body and not together.
Right. In fact, our next caller, actually, is Alicia. She was on prednisone for who knows how many years.
Almost all her life.
Almost all her life. She's off them now for asthma. She's off them now.
For 2 months. Yes. She did not have any. She was on 12 different medications, up to 22 pills a day. And within a week and a half, I struggled with her for about 2 months to stop her coughing. And then within a week and a half, we stopped all her medication.
Right.
And she's been well since then.
Right.
And
it doesn't matter what you call it, asthma, sarcoidosis, vascular necrosis.
Yeah, vascular necrosis means that there's not enough blood circulation to the bone.
The bone.
Okay.
Yeah.
The key on my treatment is bringing in the mind's energy, the life energy, the Chinese called qi, call it life.
Mm-hmm.
This energy provides the warmth to open up your vascular beds. That would be the perfect treatment for your vascular necrosis. Doesn't matter what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the claim that everything can be cured if we catch you early enough is really honest and valid.
Right.
And there's no deception in it.
Because the underlying cause is the same.
The bone disease is a side effect of the initial diagnosis of the sarcoid.
Yes, no, it's like side effect from the steroid.
Right.
The steroid causes it.
Right. And had I never taken the steroids,
exactly,
I would have never had the problem with the joint.
Right.
That's right. The sarcoidosis was not caused by the lack of steroids.
Right. Yvonne, would you let me put you on hold so you can listen to Alicia, because she's next, and she can kind of tell you a little bit about what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sure. You're listening to Phoenix and Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Yvonne. Yvonne is Sandra's sister who called earlier. Sandra has a disability. She's feeling much better. Yvonne's question was about avascular necrosis.
Yes.
And she also had pulmonary sarcoidosis. Give us a call today, 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Elaine.
Thanks for waiting.
Sure.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. We were talking to Yvonne. She was put on prednisone for her ailments. Why don't you kind of just recap that, getting off the drug?
What do you want to share with us today?
Right, the new thing you want to share.
Okay, well, first of all, with regard to prednisone, with more often on it than off it.
Wow.
Right.
Not only the prednisone in pill form, but the steroids and inhalers and sprays and shots, you know, injections of prednisone.
And that's why you gain all the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are a very pretty lady, but you gain all the weight from all these drugs.
Yeah.
So I was taking that stuff more often than not over the last 15 years for asthma, which had put me in the hospital, with anaphylactic shock and severe bronchitis, always lasting like 3 months at a time.
Right.
Now, how long have you been off all your drugs now?
I've been off all the drugs since January 21st.
She missed a
day. And you've been on these drugs all your life.
Yeah, I've been on all those drugs for so many years. Actually, the asthma medicine started, I was actually diagnosed with asthma as an adult, but I think that I had it my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember, even as a child, a very young child, kindergarten, my chest hurting and feeling crushing pressure.
Now, do you have any more of these symptoms since you've been off?
No, the asthma's gone.
And you're not on drugs.
It is a miracle.
It is a miracle.
I mean,
so that's what I call a cure.
Yeah, I don't want to sound, like too gung-ho or whatever, so it sounds like
I promise you that it's kind of a cure.
Yeah, it's a cure. I can't believe it.
You were going to tell us about your endometriosis, right?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about endometriosis, which actually wasn't at the top of my list when I came to see you, Dr. Tong. It was just another one of all this huge list of health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of surprised that I wasn't necessarily asking for or getting treatment for endometriosis.
You're just gone along with everything else.
Yeah, just sort of lumped in there with everything else, and all of a sudden, it just started to disappear. I can't believe it. I had for all my years of menstruation since childhood, always experienced really terrible cramps and at a severe level that would leave me doubled over, on bring me to my knees, at work even, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I would be fatigued and feel tired and slow and very bloated, emotionally sensitive, every kind of irregularity associated with menstruation you can think of.
And now they've subsided?
Yeah, here's a very critical point, okay? You can never treat a single symptom or an isolated part. The whole person has to be treated. So during the whole treatment, all your symptoms are being treated, whether you complain or not. That's why the endometriosis also disappears with to asthma.
Well, that's a great side effect, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. I'll take that.
Yes.
So over the years, I had been, I've had a couple of surgeries for endometriosis, mm-hmm. and I was told that that was the only way to treat it, or to have a hysterectomy, and that was suggested at 27, and that really
no way.
I didn't want to, you know, be changing my natural position, you know, and
so at 27,
that's horrible. And that shows that after the whole century of modern medicine, you're still recommending the wrong treatment, invasive, harmful, wrong treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas my treatment is so simple and natural and harmless,
mm-hmm.
basically harmless.
Well, Alicia,
that suggestion scared me so that I decided to live with it.
Oh
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, you make the right
that
decision.
That was like 8 years ago.
Well, now you don't have to live with it.
No, it's amazing.
Yes.
Thanks for taking the time in your busy schedule to call us again.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good Easter.
You too, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Alicia. She's been on our show a few times, off her drugs for asthma after 15 years on drugs, and now her endometriosis is disappearing. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, our last guest today is John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are
Hi,
you
John.
Doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad you got
the... I made it.
No
yeah.
problem.
Yes.
All right, John, you have a very intricate, complicated case. Why don't we get started with you?
Okay, I have chronic hepatitis C, and I'm supposed to be going on a liver transplant list. No, I haven't done
mm-hmm.
that yet. I've been postponing that for like a year now, I have that, and then I had chronic pain from other injuries from auto accidents and
mm-hmm.
whatnot.
And I also understand you have addiction. Is that
yeah, I have addiction, and that's how I got in the car wreck. You know, medicated myself in my own way through
mm.
addiction and stuff, and got into a few motorcycle wreck and a couple of car accidents. Mm.
So what did you go? What did you do for this before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I've gone to chiropractics off and on for 20 years for my sciatica in the
mm-hmm.
twisted pelvic area, and after three treatments, I've just eliminated completely.
Three of my treatment.
And
yeah, you got a three NBE treatment.
And then I had a neck pain that. I used to admire my uncle when I was a kid, that he used to pop his neck, and I got into that habit of popping my neck, and
mm-hmm.
it got to the point where I can just move my neck and it would pop, and like that's virtually gone. It's eliminated. I don't have that.
Yeah, for our listeners, John was mentioned by your friend Angela, who
last
referred to me.
Week, right.
Okay, she said that he used to have a victim kind of look because of the hepatitis, because of the possibility of the liver transplant
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But after my first treatment, you start cracking jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So how is your emotion since?
Oh, emotions are like I'm like brand new. It's not. Like I'm not even like looking at or like the pain. I would look at my pain and that would recall my past and how I did this stuff, and then you know, and just I'd always be in that depressed mode of you know, this is happening to me, you know, the victim mode, and
mm-hmm.
My whole outlook now is like I'm being cured, and
yes.
it has no room for me in my body.
Your experts, you know, your medical expert from Berkeley and your doctor from Fresno, can you tell us what they recommend to you before you come to see me?
Well, I had tried this one treatment. I was on numerous of treatments, but the one last treatment that I was on, I decided I was going to take some Melphisil and from a few supplements, because all my white blood cells and red blood cells and my platelets were just all out of kilter and down, and I even had to go off of work, and
mm-hmm.
so I tried these supplements, and I had gone in there, and the communication was just really terrible, you know. That
what did they do for you?
He just comes in there and goes out, you know, and that's it. And he did.
So there's no conventional treatment they were providing for you?
Right. So anyway, I had mentioned that, and he dropped his pencil and said, if you're going to be doing any of these herbs and stuff, I don't want to be your doctor.
What?
That's kind of terrible.
Then the transplant doctor, I'm in this institute, and I talked to him about some herbs and something that they OB Joe had take for her hepatitis and stuff, and he said that none of that would harm me, and he said that, you know, go ahead and do it. He didn't think it would help, but he's in conventional medicine, and he's also, like, he pushes the treatment because he's, you know, like, I guess,
so he's pushing
it or whatever. But
he's pushing for the transplant, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is the transplant doctor, and he's lost, he does, I belong to a support group back in Fresno, and he came in, and he had mentioned to all the group, you know, and he had made, you know, was a founder of this medicine, but he also, you know, was humble enough to say, you know, that acupuncture works and stuff, and so, like, some of this is coming out, you know, that what Dr. Tong has done,
right.
It's just not coming out fast enough.
So, are you still considering this transplant, John?
No.
I told you about in that case, and now listeners who checked my website,
right.
The name is Lon. He was 10 times worse than you. The UCLA team wanted to give a liver transplant and both heart transplant,
mm-hmm.
and gave him a 10-month to live. I saved him, and he could hardly walk 5 steps. And within 5 treatment, he woke mm-hmm. up 4 sizes there, 2.5 month treatment, like dropped all his medication.
Mm-hmm.
We followed him for 2.5 years. He was perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need a liver transplant most, and then you can also check kidney failure, liver failure.
Right.
I treat people on dialysis. I got them back. Not all the time. The earlier they do it, the better.
Right. Another hepatitis case is Gil.
Gil, on that show before.
Yeah, number 12, show number 12, December 9th, if you want to check
out. He could hardly talk when he first came to see me.
Very low energy. His case is endless also, the list of symptoms. So I think you're in good hands, John.
Yeah.
We'll follow you up because within a month, you even feel better.
Right.
And you do not need a liver transplant. 99.999%. Yes.
John, thanks for calling in today.
Okay, I'll see you Monday.
Okay,
yeah, thank you.
You.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was John, a liver transplant case. Well, he's up for liver transplant, but I don't think he's going to get one anymore. He had pain, addiction to pain pills. At 714-556-8664. If you call me before 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you will receive a free gift. You can choose between 3. 714-556-8664. Check out our website. Search for Western Diagnosis and Therapies in the Radio Index. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. And if you make an appointment today before 2, you will receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. We'll have more exciting cases to share with you next Saturday, next week. Join us again at 11:30 a.m. on KBRIGHT, a.m. 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.